start that sentence over. It's no different in this industry. It's the way it is with everything. Just stay around long enough to get the hang of the methods, and the industry will pay you better than anything else you can do. You're going to do something anyway. You can earn $12, $20, $50 per hour for the skills you've learned, and you can go all the way to unlimited income. 100 hours to learn it and become world class, then write your own paycheck. You can do the alternative. 10 to 20,000 hours, 4 to 12 years of schooling beyond high school, 200,000 in tuition for the right to trade time for money. Choose wisely. That's this guy's perspective, right? Here's a guy who's like always, well, I work with him from time to time, not all the time, but I'll tell you this. At the end of the day, he comes home and his uniform is dirty because he's been out there grinding and doing the basic skills. You know, I want to remind you that on Wednesday night, there's also a very cool training that is done. You know, we got a kind of a full schedule. If you think about it, we have 8 opportunities a week. I'm here every single day to support you guys and to bring some stuff to the table for you, give you some things to think about, drop some stuff into your noodle, the daily deposit. And then we have 3 nights a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, we have activities. On Tuesday night and Thursday night, we've got, I just mentioned Rob earlier today, and then on Wednesday night, we have Susan who does, and I'm running out of time here this morning. I had to chop 5 minutes off my allotted time because of some stuff that came up. Had an interesting thing this morning I'll share with you quickly. I've got, we have a cat, a house cat, a couple of new house cats actually. The girls brought home some cats. Got this tough cat, the tough cat. The cat's name is Larry. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me today or not. There seems to be some kind of an actuator situation happening on this end of the line. I've been over here talking away now for the last 12 minutes. Apparently no one can hear me. Well, I'm back again. Thank you, Rob. Welcome back from Tucson. I've been over here blabbing away, and apparently you guys were unable to hear me. There's something happening on this end. I can hear it going in and out, almost like a bandwidth problem here. Let me see what Rob was saying here. Nope, the phone number has not changed. See, somebody else is asking me if the phone number has changed. We are here live. There's Keith is checking in all of a sudden. Let's see. All right. All right, well, listen, we're out of time here, you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. I've only got 1 minute left in my, gotta love the USA. Thank you very much, Rob. I'm going to be back tomorrow morning. I got some stuff. I'll revisit it, okay? I'll revisit what I was talking about today. I was getting into a little detail today about taking responsibility in a crisis. I guess I will take responsibility for this crisis today. Got to figure out what's going on with my technology here, though. I can't be talking for 15 minutes and having no one hear me. But thank you guys for showing up here. Welcome back, Rob. I'm glad that you're back, and, the cryptocurrency thing, huh? I saw the guy on Shark Tank. He said the only problem with cryptocurrency is that it's too volatile. He said he tried to make a payment of something. He tried to make a $200,000 payment with cryptocurrency, and he made the $200,000 payment, and he suddenly overpaid by 50 grand or something. The fluctuations are so wild right now, it has to stabilize before it can be currency. If you believe the Shark Tank guy, Mr. Wonderful. Thank you guys for being here. Wish I could have spent a little more time with you, but we'll be back tomorrow in the same time spot. Remember, you can make a deposit today. We're going to do this thing together.